Well, good afternoon, and welcome once again to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH. And I hope you all enjoyed that that catchy theme song. My guest sitting across from me today is Mark Holbrook with the Marion Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. He seemed to be enjoying that song, so he was just dancing and moving over there. Too bad you couldn't see it.
Well, Mike, you know, that's one of the peppiest theme songs I think I've ever heard on the radio. Just makes you smile.
I did not choose that song, but it's starting to grow on me, so that's not all bad. Well, Mark, as always, there's always all kinds of things going on in the Marion area, and that's what you're here to talk about today. So I'm going to hand the microphone over to you.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Mike. We appreciate that. Yes, there indeed is always something going on in Marion to do. You know, we have people come in all the time, not just visitors, of course, at our visitor center, which is out there at Mallard Square Shopping Center, and locals too come in and to pick up information about things going on around the community. We, of course, have our visitor's guide as information, all the places to go to do fun things and a few events. And we have literature for all kinds of places around the county. And, of course, we get a lot of questions on the phone, too. Mm-hmm. I just had somebody call up this afternoon asking for some information on an upcoming event. Because, you know, it's the dog days of summer, right?
Yes, it is.
So what do you do during the dog days of summer?
Well, I stay in the air conditioning. I don't know.
Oh, no, you have a dog show.
Oh,
at the Fairgrounds Coliseum.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
Woof, woof.
Yeah. The Harding Classic is this coming weekend.
Oh, that's the annual thing.
Yeah, it is. On Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 2 on Saturday to noon on Sunday. Sponsored by the Marion, Ohio Kennel Club. It's a national dog show. Mm-hmm. And I was reading up on this. It's pretty amazing. These are the same dogs and handlers that you'll see on television in the big dog shows, you know, the Westminster and all those sorts of things. So this is top of the line. It's the 119th annual Harding Classic. 119. Well, it couldn't. Wasn't the Harding Classic initially because that even predates Harding as
it
president.
It does. I wonder what it was called in the early years.
That's probably just the dog show.
Probably.
The American Kennel Club dog show, actually, is what it is. And it's only $5 to park. And the events are free. And the really neat thing is you can really go. The Coliseum's a nice, intimate setting for a big mm-hmm. show like that. So you're up close. You can really see how the handlers handle the dogs, and these beautiful dogs, of course, so well behaved. You know, you can go, if you're a dog owner, you can go and watch these well behaved dogs and say to yourself, boy, I wish my dog behaved like that. Of course, these handlers are professionals and do an
sure.
excellent job of
training.
And
what was the date on that again? I didn't catch
that. That is this Saturday, the 27th.
27th, okay.
Of July, and mm-hmm. Sunday the 28th of July.
Okay, cool.
At the Fairgrounds Coliseum. Mm-hmm. Lots of fun, and just dogs after dogs after dogs will be going, traveling through, and it should be a lot of fun for anybody who likes dogs. And let's face it, most everybody likes dogs because dogs are fun.
They can be, yes.
They can be. That's true. And so that's going to close out our July, which, of course, has been a very busy July here in Marion County with everything going on. Starting off at the beginning of the month, we had the fair. We just had the annual Harding Symposium, which is the event that discusses current events in connection to the Harding administration and things going on. I don't know if you got a chance to hear about it or see it, any of it, but the topic this year, the theme was women's suffrage.
Sure.
So women in the vote, very mm-hmm. appropriate because Harding was the first president elected with women voting.
Well, you know, I have a connection to that.
Well, of course
I wasn't around yet for that. My birthday's on August 26th, which is Women's Suffrage Day.
Oh, I'll be
so
darned.
Yeah.
So now when it's Mike Wilson's birthday, that'll remind me it's Women's Suffrage
Day. There you
Day.
Go.
And, of course, we're all very proud in our community to have just hosted the Wall That Heals, the Traveling Vietnam Wall, which is...
I hear that went quite well.
It went very, very well. You know, it was the hottest 4 days of the year.
Sure.
But despite that, a lot of folks came out, a lot of volunteers helped, and it was a chance for a lot of veterans to come and visit the wall, some who aren't able to travel to Washington, D.C.,
sure.
where the full-scale wall is, and visit. I was out there Sunday afternoon, and I observed a older gentleman, a veteran, who was there with his son, adult mm-hmm. son, and they were looking for the name of his comrade that he fought with.
Mm-hmm. Did he find it? I presume
yes,
he did.
They were actually doing a rubbing. They actually have pieces of paper and pencils, so you can do that pencil rubbing off the wall. And, of course, we celebrated all of our hometown heroes, the 26 young men who lost their life during the Vietnam War who were from Marion County, and a great success. And it was an honor and a privilege for our community to host the wall, and really a memorable event.
And honoring those folks, not just from the Vietnam War, but other wars as well, that it's well deserved of those folks to do that. So thank you to all of our veterans out
there. Yeah, absolutely, very much so. And you know, and Marion is a community that does honor its veterans.
Yes, it does.
We have our Veterans Park, Memorial Park. They're right across the street from the Harding Memorial, a very unique memorial park that honors our veterans from all wars, going all the way back to the Revolutionary War and through today, and something we can be very proud of in our community as we honor those who served.
Do you have any idea, you might not know this, but do you know where the wall's next location is going to be?
Minnesota.
In Minnesota?
I don't recall the city, but Minnesota. So yesterday at about 6 o'clock or so, the wall was all back in the semi-truck, and the driver was actually heading on up to Minnesota for the next installation. Consequently, or coincidentally, the truck driver this time around, it's not always the same one, is from Cleveland.
Oh, wow, an Ohio one.
Yeah, an Ohio one. So he was proud to be here and with it in Ohio. Now, there's an event coming up here in just a couple of weeks, I guess I would say. It's the Taste of Marion, which is hosted by Downtown Marion, Inc. Very popular event. That'll be in the May Pavilion. And anything we're talking about here, you can get all the information on our calendar on our website. So go to visitmarionohio.com and just click on the calendar tab at the top, and you can search all the way into next year, really. But a lot of things happening, and keep up to date on everything.
Now a question about the calendar. For 2020, when do you need information in for the 2020 calendar?
Oh, we'll take it now. The sooner the better.
I mean, what was the deadline? December?
Well, for the website calendar, it's ongoing. As soon as we can get things, we put them up there, as soon as we hear about them. I will tell everyone out there who's listening, if you're involved with an event of any time in the community. Now, for our purposes at the Visitors Bureau, we're looking at events that would draw visitors.
Right.
So it doesn't have local community events that, you know, are just...
So an ice cream social or a car wash probably would not really fit
in
with what
you're doing. No, but things that can attract... potentially attract visitors. Sure. And for those, the sooner the better. And for anybody involved in events, I would advise to get the information out as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. A year in advance is not too soon. So the sooner it's on out there, the more people have a chance to see it and more.
And they can get that information to you, of course, by stopping in, by calling, or going to your website.
You can go to the website. We have my assistant Sarah and I both have our email addresses on there, and just send it over to us, and we'll get it on there. If you're not sure, go ahead and let us know about your event, and we'll let you know if it's a visitor potential event, and we'll put it on our website. If not, we will guide you into other places where there's online resources for local events as well. So that's a Taste of Marion, and this is a fun event. It's from 6 to 9 in the May Pavilion of the Marion Palace Theater. And there is a fee, and you can go to downtownmarion.com to get the details. But it's all of our local restaurateurs and such. It's a competition. So you're all going to be tasting, and you're all going to be voting.
Okay.
So it's a lot of fun.
So is there an admission price for folks to participate?
Yes, there is. And I don't have that information here, but downtownmarion.com. And you can get all that information about the details for that. But it should be a lot of fun.
And once again, the date on that?
Is You asked me too soon. It's a Tuesday evening, August 6th.
August 6th. Oh, that's not too far away.
No, it's not too far away. And then coming up a few days later on August 10th, which is a Saturday, and this is an event you're probably familiar with, Mike.
Yes.
Hosted by the Marion County Historical Society. Is the First Ladies Luncheon.
Oh, yeah, big
this
event.
This is from 11 to 1:30 at Tri Rivers Career Center. And it's a blast. It's $25. You get lunch, and you get to visit with First Ladies from the past. This is a spinoff from the longtime favorite Dinner with the Presidents. It's been going on here for many years. And so a couple years ago, they started the First Ladies Luncheon. A lot of fun. Hey, if you're a guy, you can still go. It's all
that
it's
was
all right.
My
there's
next
a lot,
question.
There's a lot of there's sure. a lot of gentlemen at the First Ladies Luncheon as well, and it's fascinating to learn some of the insights from the First Ladies, because these interpreters, what they do is they're not just dressed up to look like these people from the past, but they've done a lot of research, and so they're sharing those stories of everyday life, usually not just, you know, the big historic things, but everyday life with these folks.
Well, it's got to be interesting to hear the First Lady's point of view of things that we've always heard from the President's point of view.
Yes.
So, you know, things, yeah, that's a very interesting event.
Yeah. That same weekend, too, actually it's the 10th and 11th, Saturday and Sunday. Really big event. This is newer to us here in the community, but this is really growing into a fantastic event. Is the Ohio Buckeye Classic Power of the Paint. This is a vintage antique tractor show.
This is a third or fourth year for that, isn't it?
Yeah. I believe it's the fourth, but okay. This is a great show. You're going to love it, and if you've got kids, they're going to love it too. I can't tell you how many pictures we see or when we're out there of kids sitting on the seat of a big old tractor, and they're just loving it. And it's from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and it's at the fairgrounds. Both in, they have the more, what shall I say, the more precious tractors are inside
okay.
the Coliseum.
Yeah, I understand.
And a lot of them throughout the grounds, too. Just several hundred tractors. And it's just a blast. They also have antique vintage machinery like hay balers mm-hmm. and things like that, and that they actually operate, which is a lot of fun. 30,000 square feet of exhibits. Just all throughout the fairgrounds, and they have a whole lot of other things. It's only $5 at the gate.
Now, who's sponsoring that?
This is actually just some local folks, local farmers, started putting this show together. So it's really just a local folks who wanted to do a tractor show and started doing this, the Ohio Buckeye Classic. It is the third annual. And there's a craft show and flea market there as well. Tractor pulls going on. So it's a great time.
I prefer taffy pulls to tractor pulls myself. It's a little bit more tasteful.
Tasty, too. I hear you. Now, if we weren't busy enough that day, we've got another really fun event that's been going on now for a few years. I believe this is the fourth year. And it's called Summer Rail. Summer Rail is actually a Railroad 3 multimedia exhibition that's at the Palace Theater. And it goes on in the theater itself and also next door in the May Pavilion. There are displays and exhibits and then extra activities just down the street at Historic Union Station.
Uh-huh.
And this is a show that originally was in Cincinnati at the Union Terminal building down there. And when they went to refurbished that building, they couldn't do their show there, and so they looked around. A lot of people said, well, you should look at Marion with mm-hmm. our rich railroad history, and so they came up, and as far as we know, they don't plan on going back to Cincinnati. They're here in Marion so much, and we're very proud of that. We have a great railroad history here in Marion, and of course Union Station is a beautifully restored historic railroad station. And right outside is those, what they call the double diamond, the four tracks that cross. We have folks, railroad enthusiasts, that will just come in to sit outside Union Station there, out back, and watch the trains go by. Because there's four tracks right there crossing, that means your chances of seeing trains is much more frequent. So you can get to see a lot of trains.
Right on track, yes.
Yeah, right. Right on track. You're on a roll tonight.
Well, I'm going to back up to the Taste of Marion. Mm-hmm. I do have the time and the. I don't know if you gave the time, but it's from 5:30 to 7:30 mm-hmm. on August 13th. Cost of $25. Mm-hmm. We didn't have the cost earlier, so
there you go.
So that's why I was fiddling with my phone while you were talking.
I just thought you were ignoring me, Mike.
Huh? Well, excuse me, Jason.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So again, that's Summer Rail, August 10th, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Marion Palace Theater. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of railroad enthusiasts there, but if you just think it's kind of neat, show on up. You'll be more than welcome to come and share in that experience.
If you haven't been to that station there, it is amazing. I've been in there before, and it's just full of history.
It is.
Different types of railroad crossing signals. It's amazing. I mean, if you get a chance to go to that event.
Oh, absolutely. It's just... tremendous, tremendous event, and really excited to have it here again for the third year in a row. And of course, we've got Third Thursdays coming up on the third Thursday, which will be the 15th, and live entertainment, lots of great food vendors, games for the kids. It's a great little evening, and that's at Founders Park. All Third Thursdays in the farmers markets are down there at Founders Park again. And so you want to make sure you catch the August version of Third Thursdays. Again, if you want more information on that, I'd suggest you go to downtownmarion.com, and they've got all the details as they come along, and you can find out who's playing, which band it is. I knew it, but I can't remember it now. So should be a lot of fun there as well. And, of course, we also have the summer in the park series in McKinley Park. Mm-hmm. And these are all local. And I'm trying to pull one up here for you. In my little
those park. Are on, those are on
summer concert series in McKinley Park. Yeah, August 12th coming up. And 5th and 12th are the next two. And that should be, I'm not even seeing, concerts are free at the Erickson Pavilion in McKinley Park throughout the summer. I'm not seeing, oh, here we go, Presidential Brass on August 12th will be the performers. And then back on the 5th, we will be listening to Presidential Brass again. Is that right? That's what it says. So that's coming up, and that's a great way to end your weekend on a Sunday evening.
And that is free entertainment.
That's free.
McKinley's the one over by the hospital, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, one across from the hospital. Absolutely, totally, completely free. And we all like free.
What an amazing thing that you can take your kids, you can take your family to see a live concert like that in the park. You know, something that's from the past like that.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah, the Marionaires perform there. Yep. The Marion Concert Band performs in this series as well. So there's always some fun entertainment going on. It's just fun to sit outside with a bunch of people on your lawn chair and maybe bring a picnic.
There's plenty of shade in that park, too.
Oh, yeah, there is. A lot of trees.
If it's sunny, you know, you got shade there to set on under.
You certainly do. So... And I got to mention a few things here, Mike, too, because we get a lot of questions from people, local people even, especially who say, what is there to do for kids?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the summer. It's summer. A lot of us are trying to figure out what to do with the kids for the summer. And there are a lot of great things to do. So I'll mention a few of them. One of my favorites, and it is for the kids, too, is Paradise Park Miniature Golf. You might not be familiar with it. It's right down there on 423 as you leave town. I believe it's at Summerlot Hoffman intersection.
I think that's right.
And there's some pine trees right there, so it's a little hidden, but you got to look for it. But it's right there at the corner. It's a great little miniature golf course. And what makes it really fun for kids, after you get done with that, you can go inside and have some ice cream.
That's exactly what I did when I was there a few weeks ago.
There you go. Yes. That's the thing to do. And it's always a lot of fun for the kids to do things like that. Of course, you want to keep an eye out for the Exploratorium. And they're doing special events as they're working toward being open regularly at the Children's Museum there on South Main Street in the old library building. And so they'll check their Facebook page. Just go to look for Exploratorium.
That is open now.
It is open. They're doing special events now.
Okay.
So you want to keep an eye out. They do a lot of events, especially on the weekends. So keep an eye out for those. And, of course, there's other great places to go. If it's really, really hot, you want to go inside, I always recommend to our visitors, too, is to go to Heritage Hall, which, is, of course, is the museum for the Marion County Historical Society. And in the back is the Popcorn Museum. And usually the clincher is, and on your way out, you get a free box of popcorn. Now, who could ask for more than that?
You know what really fascinates me is those popcorn machines in the Popcorn Museum.
Yeah.
It's really amazing the creativity that went into some of those. And
oh, my gosh, yes.
It's like very nostalgic. And another thing is the Cracker Jack prize display. Mm-hmm. That, mm-hmm. You know, those have really decreased in value over the years.
Sure.
Well, the old ones haven't, but nowadays they're so cheap.
I think all they do is like those watercolor tattoos,
yeah, I think
things
that's about
and
it
things
now,
like
yeah.
that. But yeah, I can remember just waiting to see what was in the prize.
Sure.
And of course, you know, being a young boy, I was like, gosh, don't let it be a girl prize. Don't let it be a girl prize.
You dump them out, you get the prize out of the bottom, then you go back and eat the Cracker Jacks.
No, I never did that.
No.
No, I just start at the top, and when I got to it, I got to it. And people who know me will understand that.
Well, I was a little bit more curious and a little bit more ambitious, I guess. Yeah. I had to get down there and see what it was. And you get cute, cool things like whistles and different things in there.
Oh, little
There's
cars.
Little clickers.
Little cars you could roll.
Yeah, yeah.
A whistle was the coveted prize, though.
Yeah.
Get the whistle.
Yes.
Our parents didn't want us to get that one, of course. And somehow they would mysteriously disappear after a few days.
Isn't that funny how that happened? Yeah.
Yeah. There's a special secret place where all the noisy toys go.
Well, and then, of course, Heritage Hall, which you were talking about, Prince Imperial.
Yes.
Is just, that big old horse is just amazing.
Huge horse with a big long mane. And when we say long mane, we mean very, very long, as in it almost touches the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And a famous horse in its time, and yes, Prince Imperial's there.
And not going anywhere.
Nope.
And this year they are featuring 1969.
Yes.
Which is 50 years ago. The beginning of the Marion County Historical Society was in that year. And,
yes.
And, of course, the first I can't talk today. The first moonwalk.
Yes.
Happened. So there was a lot happening that year.
There was.
You remember that year better than I do, I'm sure.
Oh, that hurts, Mike. But yes, I do remember. My wife was just asking me that the other day as we were watching a special about the first moon landing.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I have no memory of that, but I'm sure you do.
They have things like Nehru jackets and
mm-hmm.
and just, oh, it's mm-hmm. an amazing display. Heritage Hall is open Wednesday through Sunday.
Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 4.
1 to 4.
And so, again, another nice place to go in the hot weather, or if there's a thunderstorm comes around, and you'd be fascinated just with the museum itself, without
sure.
the Popcorn Museum. So we don't want to downplay that because it's a lot of fun to go back and, you know, if you're from Marion here, to go back and see what your community was like in the past and how people lived their lives. One of my favorite places is downstairs in the basement, where they have a general store and some other things set up, and you
the
feel like
general store, yes,
you like
been there
you've
many
just
times
shopping.
No,
back when it was open, no,
playing a shopkeeper.
Yeah, but it's like you step back in time, and you've walked into this place where people lived in the past, and mm-hmm. that's what always makes it so enjoyable. So, highly recommend Heritage Hall and the Wyandotte Popcorn Museum. And it's just right there at the corner of Church and Prospect Street. Yes. In the old post office building. The building alone is worth a visit because it's beautiful, as beautiful on the inside as it is on the outside. Now, we mentioned the ice cream at Paradise Park. I'm going to mention several others because actually we're working at the Visitors Bureau on building what we call an ice cream trail. Oh, what we cool. do in the business is we come up with different trails. Mm-hmm. You know,
very that, cool.
Yes, it's very, very cool. Cold even. You're just on it tonight, Mike. And we already have our Eaterarian Trail, which is our unique local restaurants around the county, which you can find on our website, visitmarionohio.com. And we've got a great response from that, where people do like to travel and just visit these little places, mm-hmm. These little diners and drive-ins and dives kind of places. There's TV shows about them even, and we have several here. So we feature those, and now we're building our ice cream trail because we have a lot of great ice cream places. Paradise Park, I mentioned, and, of course, there's the brand new one called Topped on South Main Street.
Haven't been there yet.
I haven't either. I'm going this weekend.
Okay.
And hearing rave reviews about that place, and they feature Riverside Ice Cream, which,
yes.
of course, is manufactured here in Marion County.
Originally manufactured in Cardington, Ohio.
Yes. And so that's an exciting one. New addition to our ice cream lineup. And, of course, we have Fred's over on the west side.
Oh, haven't been to Fred's in years.
Yeah, but still serving up some great ice cream. Stewart's Root Beer is on the trail because of the root beer floats, of course. I mean, what summer without a root beer float at some point? And, of course, there's our Jersey Drive-In. Mm-hmm. Celebrating their 70th year.
70 years.
70 years.
Wow.
Right there in that same location, same store. Now, the ice cream's not 70 years old, of course. It's new. They make that fresh.
Yeah.
But they've been doing it for 70 years, and it's a great, great little shop. And then we're also going to be featuring a lot of the soft serve ice cream, little ice cream shops throughout the county. There's a great one in Prospect and all throughout. So
Waldo,
yeah, of course. And so we're very excited about that. And I'm desperately trying to think through and make sure I'm not missing anybody. Oh, I almost did. Pop Sensations, which of course is our gourmet popcorn, flavored popcorn shop in the mall.
Okay.
Also is doing what's called rolled ice cream. And they just started it this year. Very, very popular. Mm-hmm. Rodney, the owner, was just in the office this morning. And he said, I'm selling more ice cream right now than popcorn.
I'm
sure.
He's
got great gourmet flavored popcorn. Mm-hmm. Rolled ice cream is where the ice cream is not actually frozen to start. And they pour it out on a cold stone.
Okay.
And then they mix in all the various other flavors and syrups and things like that. And then they take this spatula and they push it and it rolls up into these little rolls. And put that in the cup and then you can put more toppings on it. So
that sounds delicious.
It is excellent. And it's a lot of fun to watch it. You get to watch them make your ice cream right there on the spot. And it's very popular. And again, that's Pop Sensations in the mall with their rolled ice cream. So
wow.
A lot of great little ice cream shops in town. So
you're making me hungry, by the way.
Well, good. That's the point. And everybody else out there as well. We have a lot of great local places in our community. And it's something we should be proud of. And of course, in the tourism business, as we try to attract visitors to our community, it's those local places that they're looking for. When we all travel, we don't travel so we can eat at a chain restaurant. We don't travel to go sit in a movie theater in a mall.
Right.
We travel so we can do unique things at unique places. And whether it's the local restaurants, the local ice cream shops, local museums and other attractions, our local theater, Palace Theater, which does incredible shows.
That's a treasure
locally.
Right there. Yes.
Yes, it is. The theater itself is beautiful. It's mm-hmm. one of the very few Robeson theaters left. They were called atmospheric theaters because mm-hmm. the interior design of the theater, when you're sitting in it, is meant to replicate mm-hmm. an outdoor setting. And mm-hmm. in our case, it's a Spanish court. So it's like there's a building all the way around you. Mm-hmm. And you're sitting in the middle. And, of course, the ceiling is domed and blue with twinkling stars. And it's pretty amazing. If you've never been, just go for one of the movies on the weekend. They're like $4 mm-hmm. and to see a lot of fun movies. and just experience the theater.
Now, isn't there something in common with all of those theaters having to do with a bird?
Yes, there are birds stashed away. And these designers all had their little trademarks and things mm-hmm. they did. And in Robeson's case, it was a bird. And I think it's in the upper. If you're sitting in the theater, you would be looking high into your right, if I remember. Now I'm going to have to go look and make sure again, see if I'm remembering and search throughout that. But the Palace Theater is a great place to go to a movie, go to a local show. Local production. They just finished Music Man.
Yes.
And the season will kick in again. And a great list of national touring artists. So check their website as well. You can check ours. We've got all their concerts and shows on our website. I'd suggest you just go to visitmarionetohio.com, see what all is going on. You just click. We have links to all the individual websites for all the places and events that are going on as well. And the National Touring Artist Series is second to none. Amy Grant's coming next April.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's big, you know, big names are coming. Kansas was here a few years ago. Mm-hmm. That was my first time I saw something in the Palace Theater when I came to Marion, was to see the Kansas concert. A lot of fun. Brought back memories. And yes, I do remember the 70s.
Yeah, you were quite young, I know, but you remember.
I wish. And so, you know, as we think about summer, too, there's we can't think of summer, excuse me, in Marion County without thinking of places like Lawrence Orchard down there in the southwestern part of the city off of
Smelter
Road. Thank you. And George Lawrence is the owner, and this is a multi-generational family-owned orchard. He's got 28 varieties of apples in his orchard.
Some of those should be ripening here soon.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, they usually start late June. Mm-hmm. It's always variable because of weather. This year, right. You know, with the late spring, we didn't really have a spring. We went from winter to rainy to summer.
I know, I think. Yes.
But a lot of things out there. So you pick, or you can just buy some in the market. The market's great. They have all kinds of other great stuff.
And it smells so good in there, too.
Oh, it does. I mean, they have fresh honeys. Peaches, cherries, you know, all this good fresh produce and great. They make their own trail mixes and things right there, which is one of my favorites. A lot of fun. So they're going at it right now. So you can stop on by Lawrence Orchard. And
do you happen to know the hours they're open? I don't know right offhand.
You know, you just would ask me that.
Well, yeah, I didn't know if you know that right offhand or not.
Yeah, I don't know it offhand. I can see if I can pull that up for everybody real quick.
And that is a draw for people from outside the county as well.
It is a huge draw.
Right here in Marion County.
It's a lot of people come up Marysville because it's just coming right up Route 4, but a lot of folks come up. It's close for a lot of people, and really, they aren't that many really great orchards around, so few and far between. Hours are
there. You go
Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. Closed on Sundays, so 10 to 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday. And just pull right in, and if you're lucky, George will be there. And if you got a question about apples, he's the man to answer it for you.
Well, yeah, he's very proud of that orchard. He'll take you out in there and show you the orchard and give you a tour.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he's there and he's not in the middle of doing something, then he'll take you on a tour. And he's got some great stories and good sense of humor. A lot of fun. Lawrence Orchard, just down there. I know that. And, you know, it's not going to be that long that he'll be pressing cider, and we'll have cider and everything.
But yes, it says here that we will begin to press cider on Labor Day.
Yeah.
So, not far away.
No, it's not far away at all. And it's one of my favorite places to go. I buy gift baskets here at Christmas time. You name it.
Yeah, and we just talked about my birthday, so just keep that in mind. Just saying.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, Lawrence Orchard is a fantastic place. You know, why I enjoy talking to you about this, I've experienced a lot of things you're talking mm-hmm. to, been a lot of the places, mm-hmm. so I can give a personal testimony on these.
Oh, yeah.
And I enjoy doing so. We need to encourage our local businesses.
We certainly do.
As much as possible.
The health of our community, believe it or not, depends as much, if not more, on our local businesses as it does the really big ones. We need both. There's no doubt about it. But we can't attract the big businesses to an empty town. And that's the exciting thing is we see things opening up downtown. The buildings are filling up. The buildings are getting renovated. Just seeing that the new Marion Brewing Company on South Main Street and that little strip where everything's popping up is getting ready to open any day now, waiting on word. They're going to wait till the beer's ready, I guess. But it's coming soon, and that's very exciting. Couple of new shops downtown on Center Street, South Main, are opening up. And, of course, we're waiting for some other places that are in the works. And we also have a lot of businesses moving in downtown. Not to get too off track, but in the old PNC Bank building mm-hmm. that's there at Main and Center Street.
Right.
Is Cummins Facility Services has moved in their offices in there, Trekka. And Trekka mm-hmm. has moved in there. And so occupying all the buildings with office workers is just as important as our retail shops to the health of the downtown.
Most certainly.
And it's filling up, and it's exciting. I just saw they've started the work on the old cigar shop at the southeast corner of Main and Center Street.
Yeah, it's going to be some kind of market, isn't it?
It's going to be a market, a healthy food market, not a health food market, but the Center Street Clinic is opening that up. So they'll be refurbishing that. It's going to be beautiful, no doubt, and it'll be a nice place for folks who live and work downtown to stop in and get a few items. And it'll just be a nice little show place on that corner. We're very excited about that. And speaking of which, there's a lot of people that live downtown. We have a lot of lofts and, of course, the Harding Center is apartment living, and they're mm-hmm. gorgeous apartments. I've seen them. And for a town our size, to have as many downtown living residences as we do is kind of unusual, but it's really neat because it means that we can accommodate folks who want to live and work downtown. And so that's very exciting as well.
Well, one thing we haven't talked about, and I know you've discussed this before, but it's the Harding Home.
Yes.
And, of course, what is going on behind the Harding Home is going to be a big draw for people to come to Marion, I'm sure.
It absolutely is. This is something that I'm excited about, a lot of people are excited about, and folks around the country are excited about. We work with bus tour operators a lot, obviously the Visitors Bureau, trying to get busloads of people to come visit. And this is something they're very excited about because presidential sites are very popular with travelers. And the Harding Presidential Center, which is being built behind the home, will house the Harding Presidential Library, so that means his papers, documents, as well as museum, all in one. And it will be the 20th Presidential Library building in existence. The very first one was the Hayes Presidential Library up in Fremont.
Been there several times.
Yeah, it's a beautiful space. Mm-hmm. And so they just poured the floor, foundation's in, and the walls are going to be going up here. So you're going to start to see walls come emerging beyond that construction fence. You can't hardly see behind it right now, but right. You're going to start to see the walls come up.
If you go
very
down Church
soon.
Street, you can see.
Yeah.
In
Mount
there.
Vernon, there's a little opening there, yeah. too. You can see a little bit, but very exciting. And it's going to be a real boon for our community. We're expecting that come next spring when it opens, we'll get national publicity because it is a big deal. It's a significant thing to have a president, to be the home of a president in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But then to have a presidential museum and library open up is really, really special. And we will be the only community in the entire United States that has presidential home, presidential memorial, and presidential museum all in the same city.
See, and what happens is the local people don't appreciate this as much as folks from outside the
Well, you know, area. We have a tendency, and being in the tourism business, I can tell you this is very true. We have a tendency to think the grass is always greener. So we have to go someplace else right. to have a lot of fun. Now, the element of being away from home and work and the responsibilities helps us relax. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. And we need that.
But
yes.
we can stay more relaxed, and relieve stress at home too by getting out and doing like these mini vacations, maybe just for a day or half a day in our own hometown, and do these things and enjoy our own hometown. But it's true. So one of the things that I know that everybody in this community is doing is trying to support these local organizations, these local attractions, restaurants, whatever they are, because they are a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, we may not, when we go travel somewhere else, we, like say, we're looking for that little restaurant, unique restaurant. We have a blast. We say, oh, that was great. It was a neat little place. Mm-hmm. We have the same ones here.
Certainly.
We travel, we go to museums, and we think, wow, that's real. That was fascinating. We have that here.
We have treasures right here in this community.
Absolutely.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely. You're one of them, Mike.
Oh, well. Thanks.
And so, yeah, while we do spend a lot of our time in the Visitors Bureau talking to people outside the community to get them to visit, we also feel it's important that local folks support these same places. It takes both. It takes both visitors and residents to support our local businesses and local attractions. They can't survive without both.
Correct.
If it was all one or the other, they'd be in trouble. And so we want to make sure they're around for a very, very long time. And really just to help to see our community continue to grow and thrive. And it is. It's an amazing the story of the downtown revitalization that's going on. That's just people who want to see it happen and are investing their time and their money to make that happen. It's very exciting.
Okay.
It's very
exciting. There's something else that you do out there. I mean, we're wanting to draw people here, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But if some of our local people want to have someplace else's destination, you can help them out with that as well.
Oh, sure. If you want to come on out to the Visitor Center, again, it's in the Mallard Square Shopping Center. We're just across from the Office Depot, if that helps you, or next to the Sprint store, which everybody seems to know where that is. You can come on in, and we will help you plan your trip throughout Ohio. All the Visitor Center, county Visitor Centers throughout the state, we have each other's tourism information. So we have visitor guides from all over the state, including the State Visitor Guide, and a lot of other great information, and happy to help you to have a good time somewhere else, because we know that our partners in other counties are doing the same thing for us and sending people to Marion. So come on in, give us a visit, and go home with a lot of vacation and travel information.
And you do have a visitor's guide for the whole state of Ohio that's,
we do, yeah,
that's there as well that you can pick up. That, of course, includes our local stuff here in Marion, but
absolutely
stuff throughout the state.
It does. And there's a lot to do in Ohio. So I would suggest, just for if you're not going anywhere, go to local places here and have fun. If you are going to go somewhere, if you are going to travel, stay in Ohio. Because we have a lot of things to do in Ohio, too.
Most certainly. And with the new gas tax, that's it's probably even wiser to stay in the area.
Eh, save a few bucks, and then you can buy more ice cream.
There you go. Well, Mark, give us your contact information, the several ways we can contact your bureau.
All right. What you can do is you can call us right out there at 740-389-9770. We're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. On the weekends, 10 to 2 on Saturday, 1 to 4 on Sunday for the summers. You can visit our website. It's at visitmarionohio.com. Very simple to remember. And our contact information is on there, our email addresses, the calendar of events, and information on all the great things to do in Marion.
Okay, well, Mark Holbrook, it's been wonderful having you here again. I always enjoy talking to you. Folks, the Marion Area Convention Visitors Bureau is in the Mallard Square, as Mark just said, so stop out.